Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where each week we dive into the delightful world of home cooking. I'm your host, Ben Harper, ready to guide you through another episode filled with flavor and fun. Today we're going on a culinary journey all the way to El Salvador as we unlock the secrets of a traditional dessert that's as intriguing as it is delicious, salporas de arroz. Salporas, or rice flour cookies, are a staple in Salvadoran cuisine. These treats offer not just a taste experience, but a cultural voyage. So grab your mixing bowls and let's get started on this exciting recipe. First things first, let's talk ingredients. You'll need 2 cups of rice flour for that distinctive texture, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of melted butter for richness, 2 eggs to bind it all together, 1 tablespoon of anise seeds for a unique flavor, and 1/4 cup of water to bring your dough to the right consistency. Got all that? Great. Let's move on to the mixing. In a large bowl, combine the rice flour, sugar, and baking powder. Gradually add the melted butter and eggs, stirring continuously. You're aiming for a smooth, pliable dough. It's fascinating to see how these elements combine to form the base of our cookies. Next up, shaping. Take small portions of the dough and roll them into balls. Then flatten each one slightly to form thick discs. This is a great moment to involve friends or family, especially kids. They love getting their hands a little doughy. Now let's cook these beauties. Heat some oil in a deep frying pan over medium heat. When it's hot enough that a small piece of dough sizzles on contact, gently place the dough discs into the oil. Fry them until golden brown on both sides, about 2 to 3 minutes per side. Keep a close eye here. They brown fast. Once they're nicely golden, remove the salporas from the oil and let them drain on a paper towel-lined plate. This ensures they're crispy, but not greasy. And there you have it, folks. Serve these warm for the best experience, perhaps with a cup of coffee or hot chocolate. If you've made more than you can eat right away, no worries. Let them cool completely, then store in an airtight container. They'll keep for a couple of days at room temperature or a bit longer if you pop them in the fridge. I hope you enjoyed this little trip to El Salvador and that your kitchen now smells as wonderful as mine. Remember, cooking is not just about feeding the body, but also the soul. Each dish brings a story. And with salpores, you're sharing a bit of Salvadoran heritage right at your table. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Be sure to join us next time on Simple Recipe Box for more easy-to-follow recipes and tips. Until then, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying the magic of homemade meals. Outro music fades out.